Good evening. The Secretary-General will read a statement after the extraordinary meeting of the North Atlantic Council, and then he'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary-General.
The North Atlantic Council has just held a meeting, an extraordinary meeting, and we have been updated by the Turkish ambassadors on the recent events. I've also spoken to Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu. Turkey informed allies about the downing of a Russian Air Force plane violating Turkish airspace. I have previously expressed my concerns about the implications of the military actions of the Russian Federation close to NATO borders. This highlights the importance of having and respecting arrangements to avoid such incidents in the future. As we have repeatedly made clear, we stand in solidarity with Turkey and support the territorial integrity of our NATO ally, Turkey. We will continue to follow the developments on the southeastern borders of NATO very closely. I look forward to further contacts between Ankara and Moscow, and I call for calm and de-escalation. Diplomacy and de-escalation are important to resolve this situation. So then I'm ready to take your questions.
CNN.
Sir, do you believe the Russians are saying that the plane was actually shot down over Syrian territory and never went into Turkish territory? Are you convinced that it was shot down indeed over Turkish airspace and that Turkish airspace was indeed violated?
The Allied assessments we have got from several allies during the day are consistent with the information we have been provided with from Turkey. So the information we have from other allies is consistent with what we have got from Turkey. Yeah.
We'll go over there.
My name is Nashinu. I'm from Kurdish Media Network, Rodeo. Mr. Stoltenberg, how could be the situation and your position if the tension between Russia and Turkey raised? You said that you are continue looking at the development. How could be your position if the tension raised between Russia and Turkey?
I think I've expressed very clearly that what we are calling for now is calm and de-escalation. This is a serious situation. This is a situation which calls on that we all are prudent and that we all contribute to de-escalating the situation. And that's also the reason why I welcome further contacts between Moscow and Ankara. There has been contacts, and we would welcome even more contacts to partly to resolve this concrete incident, but also to continue to work on the development and also the strengthening of mechanisms to avoid these kind of situations in the future. And actually, inside the alliance, we are now discussing how we can develop better and improved measures for transparency, for predictability and for risk reduction, because we have to avoid this kind of incidents. We have to avoid that situations, incidents, accidents spiral out of control. And therefore, this is a serious situation, but I think that the whole new security environment we are facing along NATO borders just underlines the importance of focusing more on predictability, transparency, and different measures to reduce risks.
Wall Street Journal.
Mr. Secretary General, what does this say about the ability for allies to work together with Russia in Syria? Are the tactics just too different? Are the targets just too different?
Uh, The common enemy should be ISIL, and I would welcome all efforts to fight ISIL. And it is important that all of us, also Russia, is guided by the overarching goal of defeating ISIL. What we have seen is that most of the attacks by Russia so far has been targeted towards targets in parts of Syria where ISIL is not present. So we welcome all efforts to fight ISIL, and our common enemy is ISIL, and therefore I would also welcome all efforts to strengthen the fight against ISIL.
Reuters.
Robin Emmett from Reuters. I wondered if you'd had any contact with the Russians or you planned any contact with the Russians over this incident. Thank you.
There has been contacts between Ankara and Moscow, Turkey and Russia, but so far there has been no direct contact between NATO and Russia, but we have been in contact with Turkey, a NATO ally, which has been directly in contact with Russian authorities.
First row.
Do you have any more clarity as to how the plane was actually shot down? Because that's disputed, whether it be surface-to-surface or a surface-to-air or ground-to-air missile, air-to-air or ground-to-air missile.
I will be careful going too much into specifics and too much into details, but what I can confirm is that the assessments we have from allies are consistent with what Turkey briefed us about earlier today.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you.